USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
You'll see some very great things happening in the Middle East. You're going to have peace without blood in the sand. For years you had blood in the sand. That's all you had, blood in the sand. You got nothing for it. They got nothing for it. Now you're going to have peace, and it'll be a real peace.
President Trump's comments as a historic peace deal normalizes relations between Israel, Bahrain, and the UAE. A federal officer at the Sandra Day O'Connor Federal Courthouse in Phoenix, Arizona, was shot in a drive-by shooting. Multiple rounds were fired, the officer was hit, and the injuries suffered were non-life-threatening. The officer was able to return fire at the suspect's vehicle, and the search for the shooter is ongoing. Flooding is the main concern for low-lying areas in Louisiana, Alabama, and Mississippi, with Hurricane Sally expected to make landfall sometime late tonight or early Wednesday morning. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Okay, some good news during a challenging time for everybody, and this could really help. You may know hundreds of thousands of people have already made the switch to MediShare, which is the affordable alternative to health insurance. And with so many people looking at how they pay for healthcare right now, seeing premiums going up or the cost of COBRA plans, MediShare has extended their special offer, and a lot of people have taken advantage of it. Simply apply by September 30th, and they will waive your new member fee. That's $170 savings. And, of course, that's just the start. The typical family saves $500 a month after making the switch. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and it's worked beautifully for decades. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to get your additional savings. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Republicans making their pitch to regain control of the House in November's elections. House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, hosting a Capitol event and saying Democrats have done very little to bring the country together.
Speaker Pelosi promised the American people that Democrats would serve a responsibility to seek common ground. And she did the complete opposite.
And opening the Senate on Tuesday, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says the political left has put all its might behind the narrative that disorder is acceptable.
The vast majority of law enforcement officers are heroes, and the toxicity, anger, and actual violence that far-left mobs have inflicted on policemen and women across our country is simply beyond the pale.
The Kentucky Republican also saying our country has unfinished work to ensure that black Americans do not feel unfairly treated or targeted by law enforcement. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Senate Minority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, is blasting Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar and asking him to resign after an anonymous report came out that says the department meddled with CDC coronavirus reports.
I'm calling on Secretary Azar to resign immediately. We need a Secretary of Health and Human Services who will look out for the American people, not President Trump's political interests.
The New York Mets may be getting a new owner, and USA Radio Network's John Hunt has the details.
Billionaire Stephen Cohen has reached a deal to buy the New York Mets baseball team for a reported value of $2.42 billion. Cohen said in a statement, "I'm excited to have reached an agreement with the Wilpon and Katz families to purchase the Mets." This comes after an earlier move to buy the team failed back in February. The sale must still be approved by 23 of the 30 Major League Baseball team owners before it can become official. While Cohen already owns a minority stake in the team, which he acquired in 2012, his legacy has some controversy. Regardless of those concerns, the reality is that the hefty price tag could mean higher team valuations for all the other owners, to which they're likely not to object.
And finally, Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden is campaigning in Florida on Tuesday. The former vice president will sit down with veterans in Tampa. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.